Chapter 6. Lexi pulled up in front of the Brook Ridge Falls Retirement Center bright and early the next morning. Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Helen were waiting just outside the front door with colorful spring blouses on, their giant purses dangling from their arms. The morning sun reflected off the glass doors as the women walked toward her car. It was almost 9 o'clock, and Lexi should have been elbow deep in flour at the bakery. But Nance had plans to talk to Lawrence Banks today, and Lexi couldn't resist tagging along. Plus, she couldn't wait to tell the ladies about her talk with Olivia. Helen opened the back door and gestured for Ruth and Ida to pile in. Lexi marveled at how the three ladies could fold themselves into the tiny back seat of her Volkswagen. "Hurry up, Ruth. We haven't got all day." Ida shoved Ruth from behind.
"Hey, watch it,"
Ruth yelled over her shoulder as she navigated the back seat.
"I strained something on my side in yoga last night. Give me a break."
"I told you not to try that sideways crane pose," Nance admonished, sliding into the passenger seat.
"What? You think you're the only one that can do that pose?"
Ruth's eyes challenged Nance in the rearview mirror. "What's the sideways crane pose?" Lexi asked, while Ida and Helen took their places in the back.
"Oh, never mind that," Nance said. "It's just a yoga pose. I'm more interested in hearing what you learned from Olivia."
Lexi pulled out onto the main drag, telling them about the hushed conversation she'd overheard and how Olivia wasn't close to her father and admitted that Regis barely gave her enough to live on.
"That sounds like motive right there," Ida said.
"Yeah, but she seemed to think Regis didn't leave her very much in the will. She claimed Winston would get most of it."
"I wonder if that's true," Nan said. "We need to find out what's in the will."
"I'm on that," Ruth chimed in from the back seat. "I have a call into my friend, Shirley Russell. She works for Greenberg, Lewis, Morgan, and Slate."
"Who?"
Ida looked sideways at Ruth, her brows dipped in a wrinkly V.
"That's the law firm Regis Banks used. She said she'd be willing to take a peek at the will for a dozen eclairs."
Ruth tapped Lexi on the shoulder.
"Can you whip those up?"
"Sure." Lexi made a mental note to bake extra eclairs when she got to the bakery later on.
"Olivia could just be saying that, too," Ida added. "You know, to make it look like she didn't have a motive."
"Well, she was sitting next to him." Lexi turned into the farmer's market parking lot.
"And Winston was on his other side," Nance added. "If what Olivia said is true, and Winston is getting most everything, then I'm putting my money on him."
"Well, let's see what Lawrence says." Lexi pulled into a parking spot. "Just how do you plan to get him to talk to us anyway?"
"Oh, that's easy," Nance said, unhooking her seatbelt and opening the door. "People love to talk to old ladies. We'll just tell him we're friends of his father."
The farmer's market took place in a large warehouse-type building. It was a fairly new endeavor that featured local food combined with organic items sourced from other areas. Today, it bustled with activity. Lexi scanned the interior, which consisted of various stands, much the same as you'd find in an outdoor market.
"Over there,"
Ruth pointed to the left, and Lexi recognized Lawrence in a black t-shirt and khaki pants, hefting watermelons onto a display cart. She calculated his age at late 60s, but he still seemed quite spry. Nance led the way past displays of colorful produce resting on chipped ice, barrels of dried fruit, and a section of grind-your-own organic coffee beans that smelled like heaven.
Lawrence noticed the five of them marching toward him when they were about 5 feet away.
Can I help you?
Yes. Aren't you Lawrence Banks? Nance asked.
Lawrence's brows rose in surprise.
I am, but everyone calls me Larry.
Okay, Larry. I'm Mona, and this is Ruth, Ida, Helen, and my granddaughter, Lexi.
Nance pointed out each of them in turn.
We were friends of your dad's, and wanted to come to pay our respects.
Oh, thanks.
Larry brushed his hands through his crew cut and narrowed his eyes at Nan's.
You ladies look awfully young to be friends of my father's.
Nan's blushed and patted her short gray curls.
Why, thank you. I know he was a lot older, but we knew him from senior activities.
We were at his birthday party, Ruth said.
That must have been awful for you.
Helen turned watery eyes on Larry, and his face softened.
Yes, it was, Larry said. But he was 100 years old, and there are worse ways to go. He lived long enough.
Sounds like you and your father didn't get along, Ida said.
Well, as you know, he was all about corporate profits, no matter what the cost. I just didn't share his views. I'm about saving the planet.
Larry spread his arms, gesturing out into the store.
I try to do what I can here to help promote local foods and organic growing practices. Do you realize that if we keep up the way we are, we'll ruin the whole earth?
Lexi noticed the obvious passion in Larry's voice. So, you never wanted to work for Banks Development, like Winston?
No. If Winston and Father had their way, they'd pave the whole planet.
But surely you would have made a lot of money working there,
Nan said.
Oh, sure, I'd make a lot more money. But I don't care about money. I live a simple life. Heck, Dad even tried to get me to live in one of the buildings on his estate. But I prefer to rent my cabin in the woods. Winston, on the other hand, well, let's just say he liked the money.
I've heard. You two sure are different for brothers,
Nan said.
I'll say.
Larry's lips tightened into a thin line, and his eyes glazed into a faraway look.
Dad gave all of us an allowance, but I donated mine to causes that help the planet. Winston spent his, and then some.
And then some?
Nance prompted. Larry's eyes cleared, and he shook his head.
Winston used to be a good guy, but lately he seems to have lost his way.
What do you mean?
Nance persisted.
Fell into a bad habit, I guess.
Larry glanced at the floor, his face a tide of emotions.
The whole family seems to have drifted apart, and I just wish we could all be closer, even if we do have our differences. Maybe then I could help him.
Larry, are these on sale?
A woman had walked up, her eyes on a bunch of arugula she held in her hand. She stopped abruptly when she looked up and saw Larry talking to the group.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize. Do I know you?
Lexi narrowed her eyes. She recognized the redhead from the birthday party. It was Winston's wife. But she looked different now. Happy.
Do you know my sister-in-law, Evelyn?
Larry asked, then turned to Evelyn.
These are friends of Dad's. They were at the party.
Oh, right. I thought they looked familiar.
She smiled and nodded a greeting.
You work here?
Nance narrowed her eyes at Evelyn.
Why, yes.
Evelyn glanced at Larry, looking a bit taken aback at the incredulous tone of Nance's voice.
I'm trying to help support local farmers, the few we have left anyway, and support organic farming and earth-safe practices.
Oh, sorry. I just thought with your husband being a vice president over at Banks Development...
Nance let the sentence trail off. Evelyn's face grew hard at the mention of Winston. She tugged at the sleeve of her T-shirt, and Lexi noticed a bruise on her arm. Olivia's words about Evelyn suffering the brunt of Winston's temper came back to her. Had Winston been hitting Evelyn?
One doesn't have to share all the same values as one's husband. I'm not as keen on developing every piece of land into a mall as Winston is.
Evelyn turned to Larry and held up the arugula.
Sorry to interrupt. I was just wondering if I should put the sale sign on these.
Yes, those are on sale.
Larry turned to Nance and the ladies.
We're having a big sale today. In fact, we're practically giving away organic raspberries over there. Why don't you check them out?
Larry pushed Nance gently toward a cart loaded with plump, dark pink berries.
Okay, thanks.
Nance started reluctantly toward the cart. Lexi knew Nance wanted to ask more questions, but was smart enough to know when she was being dismissed. No sense in being too aggressive and making him suspicious. They walked over to the cart, and Lexi picked up a pint of plump berries. Just the sight of them made her mouth water, especially when she envisioned them baked into scones. She inspected the pint with one eye, keeping the other eye on Larry and Winston's wife, Evelyn, who had their heads together in the corner, whispering and smiling.
Well, that was enlightening,
Nance whispered as she squeezed a tangerine.
It was.
Ruth held a cantaloupe up to her ear and tapped the side.
It doesn't seem like Larry would be the killer. You heard him. He doesn't care about money.
Not Larry, Nance said.
Winston. If you read between the lines, Larry was clearly saying that Winston has a big problem. And that problem could be behind the murder. We just need to find out what it is.
How are we going to find out Winston's secret?
Ruth asked from the back seat of Lexi's car as they drove back to the retirement center.
Simple. We'll ask someone who knows him,
Nance replied.
Who?
Helen asked. At the party, it looked like he and the wife weren't getting along, Lexi said.
Ha! See? All the more reason to believe he was up to something.
But we can't ask his wife.
Ida chewed her bottom lip.
We need to find someone we know in common.
That's a good idea, Nance said.
Ruth, you work your magic on the internet. Find out every charity and board that Winston was on. I'm sure between the five of us we'll find someone we know.
What about Olivia? Lexi took a left into the retirement center parking lot. It seemed like she had a secret, too.
Yes, we shouldn't discount her.
Nance unhooked her seatbelt as Lexi pulled up to the front of the building.
Maybe you can try to find out more at the next agility class. If you befriend her, you could get the inside scoop.
Lexi frowned at Nance.
I hardly think we'd be good friends. She's too high society.
But you have a love of dogs in common,
Helen reminded her as she slid out of the back seat. Lexi thought about Norman Shea and his threat to write the article. If making friends with Olivia would help find out what really happened with the ice cream, then she'd have to do it.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Great. Nance hopped out of the passenger seat. Ida slid out of the back, with Ruth right behind her. Ruth leaned her head in as she turned to shut the door.
And Lexi, she said. You better get baking those eclairs today. I'll be seeing Shirley tomorrow at noon, so we can find out what's really in the will.